This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah bless all of you. Rasulullah said, for people who take the trouble, who go in search of knowledge, the angels spread their wings for them to walk over. And all of creation, and Rasulullah said, including ants in the anthills and the fish in the sea, they pray and make dua for that person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who will be counted, among those who went in search of knowledge, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this course beneficial for all of you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause this to be a witness for us on the day when we will meet him. Now, we come therefore to the most important of those things, which is the issue of intention. So Islam is, as I said, a name of a practice. It's a name of an action, and for the action to be accepted, it has to be with the right intention. We have the hadith of what is called the Thalath, the hadith of the three. And this hadith, there are three hadith in the entire collection of hadith which are considered to be extremely, extremely important. They say this is equivalent to 1/3 of all knowledge. This hadith is called the hadith of Thalath. And the hadith is, Rasulullah said, on the Day of Judgment, three people will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before anybody else. The first of them will be a Muslim scholar, a religious scholar. And he will be asked, what did you do? And the man will say, I studied the religion for your sake, and I memorized the Quran for your sake, and I taught Islam for your sake. And the man will be asked, so what happened because of that? And he will say, well, I was honored, people loved me, I had a lot of name and fame and so on and so on. And I did all of this for your sake. And it will be said to him, you lied. You did all of this so that you would be known as a great scholar. And this happened. What you wanted was given to you. Here, there is nothing for you. And the man will be thrown into the hellfire. The second person presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a philanthropist, would be a generous person. And the same question, he would be asked, what did you do? What was the result? And he will say, I did this and this and this, and I built hospitals and whatnot. I built mosques and masajids, and I built madaris and all the good stuff he did. And he will say, oh Allah, I did this for you. And it will be said to him, no, you lied. You did this so that you would be known as a generous person. You did it for the name and the fame, and therefore here there is nothing for you. What you wanted was given to you right in the world. And the third person would be somebody who would be presented, and he would be asked, and he said, I fought in your path and I was martyred. I was killed. I was fighting for you and I was killed. And it will be said to him, you lied. You fought so that you would be known as a great warrior, and this happened. Here, there is nothing for you. So even though he is shaheed fi sabilillah, on the face of it, here is a man who gave his life, apparently, for the sake of Allah, not accepted. Why? The single thing missing in all of these three things, what is the single thing? is intention. What we call in Arabic, ikhlasun niyya, the sincerity of the intention. So I remind myself and you, the number one thing that is required in Islam is the sincerity of intention. Whatever we do it to please Allah alone. Not for the people, not for the eyeballs, not for the thumbs up, not for name and fame and whatnot, yourself. And that's the reason why it is very important to continuously check the intention. Because as you know and as I know, the intention is an internal matter. What my intention is, you cannot know. What your intention is, I cannot know. Right? But Allah knows. So in the heart, what is in my heart? Who am I doing this for? And that's why the scholars, they have said, imagine that you have your wallet in your pocket and it's got a nice fat wad of notes and it's got your credit cards and whatnot, and you are going through, say, Penn Station or something, or you're going through a big fair, lots of people around, everything and so on, and you know that there will be pickpockets in this crowd. So what will you do? You will make sure that wallet is, you have your hand on the wallet, you make sure this wallet is as safe as possible, and you will keep on checking. You won't just walk around there free of worry and free of concern, because you know that it's more than likely that my pocket will get picked, and then that is how we should look at our intention. Continuously check the intention. Everyone starts in the same place. Everyone starts with a good intention, but gets corrupted. People start praising you. You get a lot of popularity and this and that, right? And then it's gone. And then with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has no value. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم